Psalm chapter number 1. 2 weeks ago, I preached a message, Looking Unto Jesus. Last week, I preached a message, Walking With Jesus. You say, what's the next message in the series? I'm going to preach today on why some people are not happy. And if that comes to a shock to you, that just goes to show that you don't read the bulletin, because I put the title of the message in the bulletin this morning. Psalm chapter number 1, if you found it, let's stand together. We'll read the entire chapter, all 6 verses. Psalm chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm interested back at the first 4 words of Psalm chapter number 1. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. You can be seated this morning. Blessed is the man. We read down through, you say, well, how is it in verse number 5, and it says, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment? Well, we're reminded over in Philippians chapter number 2 that at the very name of Jesus, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess. And that's even for the ungodly, that they will bow before the Lord. We look at verse number 1, and why some people are not happy. You say, how in the world do you get that title for the message from these verses right here? We look at the word blessed or blessed, depending on the context in which it's used, depends on how we pronounce it. But it literally means, if you go back to as Noah Webster defined it, and I'll take his definition over mine, as Noah Webster defined it, it actually means happy. Or enjoying spiritual happiness and God's favor. Blessed is the man. As we look at the reasons, we could probably all go around the room tonight or this morning and give reasons and ask people, hey, why aren't you happy in life? Well, I believe we'll just stick with the Word of God, maybe allow the Bible to be able to tell us. But I found out this, I'm not just saying it's because you're sitting in church this morning, but I found people that can sit in church week after week after week, and they're miserable. They're not happy whatsoever. And you say, well, of course I'm happy. I'm here in church. Well, maybe you ought to come up here and see what I'm looking at this morning. Happiness in the Christian life. You say, well, we're supposed to have the joy of the Lord, and happiness is just based on happening, so we're not always going to be happy. And that's usually our way out with it, but yet the Bible says, blessed is the man, or happy, or enjoying spiritual happiness and God's favor. Can I say this morning, I'm thankful that I'm saved and on my way to heaven. I'm thankful that I can enjoy the spiritual blessings that God bestows upon us, and that we don't have to wait till we get to heaven in order to be happy. Amen. That we can be happy here on this earth. You say, oh no, you don't understand the way things are at. The way, what's going on in this world and what's taking place. And listen, this life is not just one big bed of roses that we're walking through. I understand that. Can I still say that the Bible says that I can be blessed? I can be enjoying the spiritual happiness and God's favor upon my life. You say, well, God says that, then why are some people not happy? Well, I've got my personal opinions on one of why some people aren't happy. But I think we'll just stick with the Bible, okay? Amen. I think we'll stick with what the Scriptures say. We'll Well, first of all, in verse number 1, blessed is the man that walketh not. Now listen, we're going to enjoy the spiritual happiness in God's favor in our lives. That type of person is the one that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Over the past 2 weeks, God's been burdening my heart with this verse right here, and really a wrong way progression in their Christian life. You see, it starts in their walking, and then they pause and they stand, and then they delay and they sit. And I thought why some people are not happy in their Christian life is because they're not advancing in their Christian life. They're not drawing closer to the Lord than what they were yesterday. Do you know that the Bible does desire for us to be able to draw closer to God and not just remain at the status quo on a daily basis? You say, well, I'm just not happy with this Christian life. My first question would be, are you closer to God today than you were yesterday? Are you closer to God in the first 3 months? Now listen, I was preaching at the women's prison. Miss Crystal and I were there last night. And I said, here we are. Today is the last day of the first quarter of 2019. 25% of the year being over with already. It's times like this we ought to sit back and evaluate, am I closer to God? Am I advancing in my Christian life? Or am I backing up on my Christian life? There's some, and listen, we just get down, as Brother Eric Peters would say, put the cookies on the bottom shelf where everybody can reach them. There's some that will be in church Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Thursday night prayer meeting, go through the motions, and if you talk to them or you get around them, they are absolutely miserable in life. And I'm thinking, why in the world would that be? Well, the Bible says that you're blessed if you're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, if you're not standing in the way of sinners, if you're not sitting in the seat of the scornful, if your Christian life is constantly backing up and you're not advancing for the cause of Christ. Listen, that all starts by who you're listening to on a daily basis out here in this world. We've got so many voices that compete for the voice of God. And we're listening to the counsel of the ungodly. And then we become comfortable with standing in the way of sinners. Listen, that way is dealing with the lifestyle. That way is dealing with the culture of the sinners. And we're thinking, listen, that ought not to be the Christian person. That ought not to be the person that's walking with God. We ought not to be walking that direction. We ought not to be standing that direction. We ought not to get as comfortable to be able to sit in the seat of the scorner. Do you know what the scorner is? You go throughout the book of Proverbs. The scorner is the one that if everybody says yes, they're going to say no. Not for a true reason. They're just going to do it to be opposite of everybody else. They are going to actively fight against the cause. So if everybody's going this direction and everybody says blue on something, they're going to say red on something. Just to be on, just to be opposite, just to be the one. Now listen, I know the Bible says cast out the scorner, contention's going to cease. It's just always looking for a fight to be opposite. It's a sad day when believers get to the point that we're walking that direction, standing there, and sitting there, and we're not advancing in our Christian life. You say, well, the progression there is you're walking, you pause, you sit. That's going backwards. But we are not of them, you get over into the book of Hebrews, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. But we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That means a Christian life is to be continually advancing. You say, oh, I've got it all figured out. I've been in this thing 50 years. Well, I need to come shake your hand. I've only been in it 36. And I still don't have it all figured out. But I do know this, I don't want to go backwards on it. And some people are not happy in the Christian life because they're not advancing. It is just the status quo, it's just the average, and God has not called us in our Christian life. The happiest people I know are the ones that are continually going forward for the cause of Christ. They continually have something in front of them that they're striving for. They have their goals. They have their direction. They say, hey, God's put it in front of us and we're going for it. You say, yeah, they're also the tiredest people. Hey, I'd rather be tired in the work of the Lord than worn out from walking with the world. They're not advancing in the Christian life. But then number two, let me share this with you. Why some people aren't happy. You say, I thought this was going to be about our church and why some people aren't happy in the church. You just get along with God. If you're not happy in your Christian life, you won't be happy at Granite City Baptist Church either, okay? Why some people aren't happy, they're not advancing in their Christian life. But then number two, look at verse number two. Because only true happiness is found in God's Word. It says here that you're not walking here, you're not standing there, you're not sitting there, but His delight. You know what that word delight is? Go back to Noah Webster once again. I'm telling you, I'm glad that he's defined everything that I can just go back to. Noah Webster defined delight as a high degree of pleasure. But I thought, what a blessing. A high degree of pleasure. And for those of us that are going to be blessed, those of us that are going to enjoy the happiness of the Christian life, our delight, our high degree of pleasure, is going to be found nowhere else than the Word of God. You say, oh, I delight in the Word of God. I delight. Hey, listen, I get up and I read my verse of the day as soon as it comes across and someone else notifies me that it's there. You say, I do my devotions every day. That verse pops up. I read down through there. Hey, I even click share and it goes out to all my 132 friends on Facebook and they all know that I'm spiritual. Delighting. Well, maybe you ought to go back and check your five previous posts and what's connected to them, and that one verse doesn't negate all of it, okay? We're talking about delighting. Some people aren't happy because they're not thrilled with God's Word. We've had it said, listen, all you're going to get when you go over there to Granite State is you're just going to get that Bible opened up and preached. And I'm thinking, okay. What's the downside? Man, we heard a message this week down at Jubilee down in Georgia on the Word of God and where we would be today if it had not been for this book. Now, the happy one in their Christian life is going to be delighting in the Word of God. You say, hey, I'm here Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Thursday night I'm here. I'm delighting in the Word. Listen, it's amazing how miserable people can be sitting in church. And I'm convinced of this, Brother Norton. And I can say it to him because he's over in Slovenia. I'm as convinced as could be that you can take biblical principles and you can show them to people in the Word of God and they are so set in their mind that it doesn't matter what that Bible says. I've got my mind made up and you're not changing me. And God forbid that we'd ever have a teachable spirit from the principles of God's Word. I'm thinking we ought to be thriving on what this book says. And true happiness is found in the Word of God. And say, man, I just can't get enough of that book. Man, we ought to be reading it. We ought to be studying it. One preacher made the comment this week. He said, I took my Bible up. And he said, boy, they all thought I was crazy. He said, I was preaching on the Bible. He said, I took my Bible. And he said, I kissed it. And he said, I was so thankful for the Word of God. He said, man, that's crazy. No, that's where he found true happiness. And we ought to, listen, we could take the time and get over into Ezra chapter 13. Listen, the book of the law was pulled out. They started reading it. They found things that were wrong in their life. And the very next verse says, so they separated themselves. You know why? Because they're more interested in being blessed as a man of God or a woman of God and getting their true delight. Degree, a high degree of pleasure. because we're delighted in the Word of God. Blessed is the man that is advancing in their Christian life, drawing closer to the Lord. Blessed is the man that is delighting, because true happiness is found in God's truth. Listen, if you get more excited over reading a Field and Stream magazine or Cosmopolitan or some makeup magazine, you get more excitement and happiness out of all those things than you do out of the Word of God, there's something wrong in your life.
Amen.
Hey, listen, I just put out there the Save New England catalogs for this quarter. I'm thinking, praise the Lord, reading about what's taking place in New England. But I'm not more excited about that than I am this book. True happiness is found in the Word of God. When you get in this book long enough, can I say this? It'll make a difference in your life. Why are some people not happy? They're not advancing. You've been at the same spiritual level for 30 years now, never taken more steps, never been able to draw closer to the Lord. You say, but I'm at a pretty good level right now. Listen, God wants us closer. He wants us continually stepping closer to Him, separated from this world, drawing closer to the Lord. And I share a third thing with you. Some people aren't truly happy because they're not truly saved. You said, but hold on, we're sitting in church this morning. I didn't ask you this morning if you're sitting in church. I know you're sitting in church. But look what the Bible says, and this is a wonderful study. You can take the time. We're not going to look at every verse, but turn over to Psalm chapter 32. Psalm chapter 32. Verse number 1, the Bible says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Well, I thought, listen, I'm in them right there. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. I've often wondered sometimes, why is there no joy of the Lord in that person whatsoever? Because there's no Lord in them. Listen, we're going to be happy. We're going to be blessed with all spiritual blessings. We're going to be enjoying God's favor, those of us that are saved, and not going to have iniquity imputed unto us. That means placed upon our account. Listen, can I tell you, at the moment of salvation, every one of my sins were paid for and taken away. Every one of them. You say, yeah, but that's just a good Old Testament passage. Well, I love it when Paul quotes the Old Testament in Romans chapter number 4. Romans chapter number 4, beginning in verse number 6, it says, even as David also describeth, listen to this, the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. We do realize that not everybody that names the name of Christ is truly a child of God, correct? And sometimes those that are just pretending to be a child of God, going through the motions, going through the religious duties. And listen, religion's not bad. The Bible even says in James 5 that there's pure religion. But Christianity is religion that's based upon a relationship with Christ. And if we're not advancing in that, we don't have that relationship. Listen, some people are the most miserable because they're just trying to fake it going to church. And they never have that time. Listen, if you're seated here this morning and you cannot go back to that time, and I understand the devil's going to try to throw doubt on you. I understand he's going to try to say, hey, you just didn't pray right. Hey, you didn't hold your left leg right. You didn't do this right. Listen, I'm talking about if you can't remember the time when the Holy Spirit of God was speaking to your heart, you needed to call upon the name of the Lord for salvation because you were a sinner. And the penalty of that sin was weighing upon you, and what you had to be saved from, it was separating us from Almighty God. Listen, I'm saying I stand before you today, and I'm one that God's not imputing my sin unto my account. Now that ought to be enough. Listen, that ought to be enough to at least make a Baptist smile. I don't have to go to hell. I'm not going to. I'm seated in heavenly places. I'm a child of God. You say, well, I'm just miserable coming to church day in and day out, opening up that Bible and being able to go through them verses. Maybe if you just got a good dose of Bible salvation, it would get settled in your heart and life. You say, but I'm a church member. Didn't ask you if you were a church member this morning. I found out some people are miserable in their life because they've never been saved. They've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, just going through motions. You say, but I've been going to church for years. Listen, that's nothing compared to being in hell for all of eternity. These few years just pass away quickly. We need to be saved, not truly saved. But then I want to come back to Psalm chapter 1. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not. So some people aren't happy because they're not advancing in their Christian life. Some people aren't happy because true happiness is only found in God's truth, in God's Word. Some people aren't happy because they're not truly saved. Blessed is the man. And can I say this? Some people, they're not happy because they're yielded to sin in their life. Now we can take the time to go back to Romans chapter number 6 and talk about to whom we yield our members as instruments of righteousness or unrighteousness. Now listen, we deal with the ungodly in verses 4 and 5. But can I say when we get over to James chapter 1, let me read this verse to you. James chapter number 1. That's before Revelation, isn't it? James chapter 1, look what it says in verse number 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Some people aren't happy because they're yielding their body and their life to sin. You say, once again, we're sitting in church. I asked on Thursday night, before we went into prayer meeting, we had a prayer time of confession and getting our hearts right. And I asked this question, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you are seated here tonight and 100% holy and perfect before God. I will say one hand went up. I thought, listen, we're not going to be happy in our Christian life if we're yielded to sin. And if there's known sin that's in our lives, listen, it can be the smallest thing. I'll say this, it is not the drunkenness and the adultery that is tearing apart churches today, but it is sin of laziness, complacency, gossip, backbiting, unforgiveness, bitterness. And if we're yielded to sin, saying, listen, we're holding on to that in life, we're going to be miserable. Yeah. Listen, when I've got sin in my life, and I sit under the preaching of the Word of God, listen, I'm sitting there thinking, man, someone told him. He's calling me out in front of everybody. He's doing everything but calling my name. And I'm sitting there squirming. I'm pulling my feet back because he's stomping on my toes. I'm covering my heart because that's what he's really shooting for. It's amazing how miserable we can get. Isn't it a whole lot easier And aren't we a whole lot happier in our Christian life if we've quit rebelling and kicking against the conviction that God has placed in our life and we just say, hey, I'm just going to follow God. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to get over it. I'm going to get past it. And I'm going to live our Christian life for Him. When God convicts us of sin, some people are miserable in their Christian life because there's known sin and they will not let go of it. I think it goes back to the second truth that I mentioned there. Because things can be shown directly from the Word of God. You know how many times I've given biblical principles to people dealing with specific sin in their life and they say, I know, but. And I'm thinking, but this is what the Bible says.
Right.
This isn't even personal opinion. This is what the Bible says. And it's like we just go on and they're willing. There was a song that was written based upon Pharaoh and the plagues. Somebody ever heard the song One More Night with the Stinking Frogs? That's like all these plagues are coming upon the Egyptians there. And Pharaoh has the ability to end it all. And there's frogs that are infested everywhere. And Pharaoh says, now, come back tomorrow and I'll talk to you. And someone wrote a song about how, listen, we're more than willing to spend one more night in sin. And it's miserable. And you see people. And you see the spiritual conditions of their heart and their lives, and you're thinking, if you just surrender and fall in love with Jesus and fall in love with this book, listen, we'll be a whole lot happier in life.
Amen.
When we're not yielded to sin, but one of the most miserable people in the world is a saved person that is holding on to sin.
Right.
And will not let it go. No matter what I say, no matter what another spiritual leader will say, no matter what the Bible may say, just holding on to it because it feels so good. And we're thinking, listen, that's going to cost you a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking the testimony of living in sin, they're miserable, upset at the world, they ought to be upset at themselves. Some people aren't happy in their Christian life because they're not advancing. Some people aren't happy because only true happiness is found in God's Word. Some people aren't happy in life because they're not truly saved. Some people aren't blessed and enjoying the spiritual happiness in God's favor because they're yielded to sin and not yielded to God. But then finally, can I say this? According to the Word of God, some people aren't blessed because they're not trusting God. They're not trusting God. One of my favorite verses, Psalm chapter 34, and verse number 8, the Bible says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. I'm thinking there's nothing greater than to trust God. Hey, listen, if we're saved today, we've trusted God with our entire soul for eternity, haven't we? Now, why is it that we can trust God for all of eternity with our soul, but we can't trust Him to take care of us today? And we can't trust Him to take care of us tomorrow. We can trust Him for eternity. Oh, I'm glad I'm saved. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Yeah, eternity settled. But trust in the Lord. I'll share a few more verses with you. Psalm chapter 84 and verse number 5. We're talking about trust in the Lord. Isn't it great when you can just take all your cares and your burdens and you can trust the Lord? The Bible says here in verse number 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. I'll go back and I could have preached the entire message on this. Verse number 4 says, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Some people aren't happy because they're not in church. Well, you read this entire passage down through here. David's talking about being there. In verse number 10, he said, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. We're reminded, verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Chapter 84 and verse number 12, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. How many have ever found out that just like Psalm 118, verse number 8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man? Just like verse number 9 that says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. You see, the arm of flesh will fail us. The things that are gone through in life, when we start trusting this flesh and our personal ability, listen, we get so miserable. You know why? Because we can't do it on our own. I read a statement this week that said the only way for God to show us that He's in control is to put us in situations that we can't control. Now, I don't like statements like that. I don't like truths that will hit you between the eyes saying, listen, God's going to put you places that you only have to trust in Him. Because we have to say, I can't do it. And I say this, it sure is a blessed life. I'm just being to the point of saying, God, I want to be enjoying spiritual happiness. Now, we see all these things throughout the Scriptures. The question and the invitation is simply this morning. I wonder if you're spiritually blessed and happy. Are you living a spiritually happy life? Or maybe it's, I'm just going through these duties. And if I wasn't here, then Pastor would be saying something. And if I wasn't here, my husband would be dragging me along. If I wasn't here, I wouldn't be able to see so-and-so. Boy, that's all the wrong reasons for serving God.
Right.
I want to be blessed of God. I want God's favor upon me. I want a high degree of pleasure. Boy, I love the definitions that are given to the words here. Listen, we've got Bible for being ecstatic about the Christian life. You say, man, he's crazy about Jesus and about His Word. We ought to be.
Right.
I want to be a happy Christian. I don't want to be a miserable Christian. It's no wonder that the world doesn't want what we have. If I had to get what some Christians have, I'd be miserable too, and I wouldn't want it. But I'm thinking, hey, it's a joy to serve the Lord. It's a joy to be part of the family of God. It's what the choir sang about today. Man, I'm thankful. If it were not for God, you understand that just about every person in this room, we would have never met each other. Now, don't go blaming God now, okay? But if it wasn't for God, outside of probably me and my sister, none of us would have met each other. What a happy life God allows us to be able to live. Don't go through life as a miserable Christian. Maybe you're yielded to sin this morning. Maybe you're just not delighting in the law of God. You say, well, I just don't understand all of it. When principles are laid out to us, I believe we ought to be saying, hey, I may not understand all of it, but, well, there's enough there I do understand. I'm just going to be happy serving the Lord. I'm thinking, let's be blessed. Don't go through life miserable and unhappy while trying to serve God. Don't do it. Blessed is the man. I'm not going to walk that direction. I'm not going to stand there. I'm not going to sit there. Because after all, I'm already seated in heavenly places. And I'm supposed to be walking after the steps of the Lord. I'm supposed to be following Him. I'm going to be happy. I'm truly saved this morning. You may be here. You say, man, I'm not even saved. Boy, you ought to get that settled. Ought not to walk out that door if you don't know 100% that you're on your way to heaven. It's no wonder you're miserable. You don't have a relationship with Christ. It's no wonder some Christians are miserable. They've not overcome temptation. They've not endured temptation. They've yielded to sin. And sin's putting the marks upon their lives. And that's all I'm simply asking today and the burden upon my heart. Would you be happy in the work of the Lord? He said, I'm not the pastor. I don't have to be happy. Of course, it's a whole lot better when we're all blessed. And we're walking blessed. And we're living blessed. And we're thankful for what God's done for us. There may be something that you're trying to carry, your own burden. You're trying to carry the load. You'll be blessed if you're trusting Him. It's say, Lord, here it is, I'll give it to you. Would you stand with your head bowed and eyes closed? Every head bowed, every eye closed. What a wonderful time God's given to us in His house this morning. So thankful for the Word of God. There's not a time that I open, unless I'm not right with God, that God's not thrilling my soul with truths from the Scripture. You say, man, at RU, we quote Psalm 1 every week. I say this, boy, I saw the progression of the Christian life and really the regression of the backslidden. I wonder if you're here this morning, you'd say, Pastor, I know that I'm saved. I know that I'm on my way to heaven. I may not be the happiest this morning, but I know that I'm saved. And I know that I've got heaven that's waiting for me, and I'm not ashamed to tell you I'm saved this morning. Would you slip your hand up and slip it down? I know that I'm saved. I can take you back to the place that I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior. Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. Maybe you're here this morning. I'm not asking if you're doing religious duty. I'm not asking if you're checking off a block. I'm not asking if you're a church member. But I wonder if you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm saved. I'm not sure that heaven's my home for all of eternity, but I'm concerned about it enough to let you pray for me. I wonder if there'd be one this morning who'd say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm just not sure that I'm saved. Would you just slip your hand up, slip it down? Pastor, pray for me. Not sure that if I were to die right now, that heaven would be my home. Pray for me. I wouldn't let being a church member hinder that. I wouldn't let being in church for 40 and 50 and 60 years hinder that. Most miserable people are those pretending to be a Christian. All right, let me ask you this. Pastor, God spoke to my heart one way or another about this. I'm just not happy in a Christian life. It may be because you're not trusting God. It may be because there's unconfessed, unforsaken sin in your life. But there's something God spoke to my heart about this morning, and I just need to get it right with God. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip your hand up, slip it down? There's some things in my life. Now listen, Miss June's playing. Why don't you slip off from where you're at and spend some time with the Lord at the altar? You say, boy, I remember a time when the joy of the Lord was there. I remember. Boy, there was a time when I was so happy and so on, and I've just lost that. It may just be a burden that you're trying to carry on your own. And the Lord's saying, would you just trust me? Would you just trust me? May the Lord speak in the hearts this morning. Take some time. We see Christians. I'm not saying it's all a bed of roses. When I say this, we're saved and on our way to heaven. We are on God's side. He's our Savior. He's our Father. So I don't believe all that happiness stuff. I tell you, I'm glad to be saved. And I want to be this blessed man in Psalm chapter number 1. I want to advance in my Christian life. I'm going to ask you to play that chorus through just one more time. Blessed. We've heard it over and over. I've walked up to some people. You get down south, you walk up and say, how you doing today? They said, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. More blessed than what we know. God's so faithful to us. Father, we sure do love you today. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God. Lord, I'm so thankful, Lord, that you save our souls. But, Lord, we don't have to be a miserable Christian as we go through life. Lord, help us to fall in love with your Word. Help us to fall in love with you. Help us to trust you. Help us to advance in our Christian life. Lord, help us to say no to sin, to endure temptation. Come through on the other side, not fulfilling our own lust. Lord, I pray that we'd be clean and holy before you. Lord, help us to be happy in your Christian life and to live for you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.